Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, the ploughing gets underway today, which means that there are lots of surveys from rural Ireland. We heard about the one from the ICMSA there in the news. There's also a big survey in the Irish Examiner on the issues that affect people in rural Ireland. And they say that fewer than half of rural voters see immigration as a deciding factor in the way they'll vote in the next election. So rural Ireland, not obsessed with immigration. They are obsessed with things like health, housing and the cost of living, all considered more important than the issue of immigration. This is an Irish Examiner poll of people living in rural areas finding that the cost of living is the most important issue for voters, 68% saying it will be very influential on their next vote. We'll speak to Paul Hosford from the Irish Examiner shortly here on Breakfast Briefing. The Irish Daily Mirror, staying with money, €1,000 budget boost vow. The finance minister is promising workers a €1,000 boost when he delivers the budget in 2 weeks' time. Minister Jack Chambers said the pre-election giveaway of tax cuts, energy credits and cost of living measures would see everyone earn a grand more over the next year. He says we really want to target low, middle-income earners and workers. That's also the front of the Irish Daily Star, Jack's Grand Designs. Finance Minister Jack Chambers is promising workers a €1,000 boost in the budget. He claims a mix of tax cuts, energy credits and cost of living measures would see everybody earning more. The Irish Daily Mail looks at RTE and losses there at the state broadcaster. Losses at RTE tripled to €9.1 million last year, in an all-time low for the scandal-hit national broadcaster. The deficit last year is over three times higher than the €2.8 million notched up the year before, and it's the worst since the €13 million recorded in 2018. So obviously licence fee revenue plummeting there, the cost of running the state broadcaster increasing. It all means that losses have tripled at RTE. On the front of the Irish Times, you can kind of read this two ways, this story. Speeding detections have fallen in the period since Drew Harris directed all uniformed Gardaí do 30 minutes of roads policing per shift. So speeding detections are down, but then the figures also show increases in detections for drunk driving, mobile phone use, uninsured drivers, disqualified drivers, unaccompanied learner drivers. So this is all since the directive from Drew Harris that every uniformed Garda must do 30 minutes on the roads. They're finding less people speeding, but more people doing everything else on the roads instead. Irish Independent looks at our high streets. The scale of dereliction across the country has been laid bare, with commercial vacancy rates as high as 1 in 3 in the worst hit areas. Just frightening there that you could have some main streets around the country where 1 in 3 shops are empty. The number of vacant commercial properties has hit an all-time high, with more than 30,000 empty commercial units across the country, and vacancy rates are up in 14 out of 26 counties. And the goal here is to rejuvenate our town centres, get more people doing their business there, maybe working there, living there. But unfortunately, we've a lot of empty shops. The Irish Sun goes with Hugh Edwards on its front page. The full scale of the depravity of disgraced Hugh Edwards emerged yesterday, including calling child sex abuse images amazing. The ex-BBC star dodged jail, as we know, despite a court hearing that he paid up to €1,800 to someone who sent him horrific footage. That's the front of the Sun. Then inside the papers, RTE's in it for the losses it suffered, but also RTE all over the papers for how much its top broadcasters earn. So Joe Duffy, Claire Byrne and Miriam O'Callaghan were RTE's best paid on-air stars last year in a merge last night. The Sun writes that Joe Duffy earned €351,000. He was followed by Claire Byrne on €280,000. Miriam O'Callaghan gets €263,000. Ryan Tuberty was earning €245,000 before he left. You can read all the figures in the papers today to find out how much these presenters, they used to be called talent, we don't call them talent anymore, but how much RTE presenters were earning. Now, we heard there in the news about the Garda lorry that's out and about catching distracted motorway drivers. Some of the papers, and indeed our own Alex Rowley from News Talk, had the chance to go and sit in a Garda lorry yesterday. And writing in the Indo, Dara Nolan says that we were barely 5 minutes out with Roads Policing Inspector Peter Woods when a driver was spotted on their phone and not wearing a seatbelt. Amazing. I was talking to Alex before we come on air. The amount of drivers they saw not wearing seatbelts yesterday when they went out to test this Garda lorry. I didn't realise this was such a big problem. But a lot of people just caught not wearing their seatbelts. Apparently one truck driver was told by the guards in the truck to put on their seatbelt, but he didn't realise it was a guard in the truck because it's new, and gave the guard the finger until the guard showed his badge or showed the side of his shirt or whatever. So the Garda lorry is out and about, be aware, and catching drivers for speeding, for using their phone, for not wearing a seatbelt, all those things. But I didn't realise, I just thought everyone put on their seatbelt, but apparently not. If you're in a position to help the ISPCA, there's a big appeal in the Irish Examiner. The ISPCA urgently appealing to the public in an effort to find much needed homes for their animals because there is a dog rehoming crisis. The charity has launched a Clear the Shelters campaign to relieve shelters, most of which are at or near maximum capacity. There are 360 animals of various species in the ISPCA's care. 191 of them are dogs. So please, if you can, give a dog a home. I keep seeing people on Instagram advertising dogs for sale, and there's fabulous dogs in our shelters, and the shelters are packed throughout the door. So if we could help to clear the shelters, certainly charities like the ISPCA would really appreciate it. You can read more about that in the Irish Examiner. And finally, in the Irish Daily Star, Astronomy Ireland has some interesting advice for tomorrow. They say you should book tomorrow off work. The reason is there is a rare eclipse of the moon. Described as a wonderful and rare spectacle of nature, the partial eclipse of the moon will happen late tonight. Now, the moon is beautiful this morning, by the way. If you haven't seen it, it's gorgeous. But according to David Moore from Astronomy Ireland, it'll be a rare eclipse, as this full moon is a super moon, which means the moon is at its closest to Earth. And we're expecting this to happen tomorrow morning between 3:13 a.m. and 4:16 a.m. So either get up very early, or if you take the advice of David Moore, book tomorrow off work so you can see the supermoon. It's a partial eclipse of the moon, so the moon won't turn red. However, the next lunar eclipse will take place in March of next year. Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.